Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast exploring self-discovery, growth, joy, and the journey to your most authentic life. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy godsister. Welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me at Am I in the Wrong Room? I hope you like it here. So today we're going to talk about trusting yourself. And guys, I may have gotten a little bit out of hand with this one. You may hear a lot of the ranting that my friends are personally used to, but hopefully the message is still there. Let's get into it. I like what Cynthia Wall, author of The Courage to Trust, says. Trust is a learnable skill, emotion, and choice made in each moment. So we can agree, for now anyway, self-trust is mental and emotional dependence on our inner resources. Just like I trust that my antisocial will kick in and I'd much prefer to be left alone rather than deal with someone's shit. You'll come up against your own walls. Those walls of fear that are meant to protect you now become a prison. That day is here. You either gotta scale them or take them down. Either way, how are you gonna smash into yourself? I can admit I don't always trust myself to deal with it, and not even like just at all. Self-trust is the firm reliance on the integrity of yourself. Yeah, again, I'm not necessarily who I'm concerned about here. So how do I get away from myself so I can see more clearly? How do I deal with the already and mostly muddy perspective of myself? We may have to talk to a trusted source to sort out all that noise. We're playing small, so we don't listen. We have complexes, so we don't listen. Past hurts, so don't listen. Too much access to your own self. Not even about to try to listen. I'm not even lying. I'm getting sick of talking about myself like this. Self-trust isn't static, and we'll make mistakes. The wrong partner, the wrong job. I've literally found myself frozen. It's not imposter syndrome. I have the ability to blame a lot of it on ADHD, or I'm worried about getting overwhelmed and losing interest. It's the critique. It's dealing with the latchers and the taking advantagers again. It's having and refusing to repeat the worst professional experience of my life. And I mean as a person, as a woman, and as a Black woman. Self-trust is lost and restored. At least that's what I've read and what my therapist has said. It's normal to have regrets. Only psychopaths have no regrets. But you can't live there because we have to grow the inner resources to deal with the magnitude of the remorse we feel. We have to learn to forgive ourselves. When you demonstrate what you have learned from the mistake, the regret will fade. And that's how you can grow self-trust. Or so I'm told. It's that I don't trust myself. And today, instead of discussing the feeling and what to do or what I've done, I'm still struggling with this. I've been resisting doing several things to promote this podcast. I'm resisting going back into the corporate world until it's time to start grad school. Even though this transition into interior design, even as just a design assistant, is a much slower one than I'd like it to be. I have so many people rooting for me and telling me they do, but I hear the fewer people that have ever dumped on me. In the voices of past interactions, I don't even remember anymore. I haven't even gotten to the ADHD part, y'all, and that's a whole nother layer. But most self-knowledge is wrapped in equally the same amount of self-loathing. But I like myself. And it's possible that I'm doing the most to protect that thought. The most giving up, the most shying away. I almost chose not to pursue a double master's in fine arts because for a moment, I didn't trust myself to have the wherewithal to go or even succeed in grad school. But I literally breathed the topic I'm going for rather than what I can figure out, which is what I already had my bachelor's in. I redesigned my grandma's house and parents' house when I was 12. I took graphing paper and drew out designs for how the house should be arranged. I decided we were going to add another level, buy the house next door so we had more space. I was 12. My favorite classes were art and history. I literally care more about how someone feels in a space than if someone reads a report and is okay with the wording. I can care less about how something is said than if you aren't going to fix the issue that was found. And interior design is about fixing the issue for maximum psychological benefit. But because of my past history with school, because of my struggles with dealing with ADHD in school, with being un and underdiagnosed, I doubted that I could go and succeed in grad school. So in just not repeating everything my therapist says, what have or should I do? Do I borrow my trust from others? I mean, it's a really good way to get distance from myself, but I've literally had a manager who before was just the most harm, especially for someone with ADHD and a woman of color. Back to this ADHD, motivation is already an issue. Like the manager I kept mentioning, she literally praised everyone in my face and in private meetings, except for me. She constantly reminded me of an untrue assessment that I worked with someone to get resolved, and then she called it motivation and being real with me. Ma'am, I have enough shame and abuse happening at home, much less in my own head. I literally do not come here for this each day. You can stop. Oh, y'all heard that, huh? Okay, let's just move on. You know, ADHD is a bigger factor in this than I acknowledge, and also because of people who know nothing about it. Or just don't even care, or make me feel like I'm supposed to just move on, like it's not a factor. So here are some facts I've never stated during our time together. I was diagnosed with ADHD at 19, along with CAPD, or Central Auditory Processing Disorder. It corrected a dyslexia diagnosis that I received as a child. And I was told it was a weird diagnosis because the ADHD was only for young white males. That's it. That's the end. There was no executive function training. I never got a direct mic for the CAPD. No tips. Just that. Again, it's therapy and my bestie's part-time job teaching organization skills and executive functioning that made it clear that ADHD and the lack of doing anything about it was fucking up my life. This podcast episode caused me to stumble across a really great article on ADHD and self-trust. I like to say it brought up some of the key phrases that are said to those with ADHD that erodes our belief in ourselves starting at a very young age. Here are a few of them. Consistency is key. You aren't trying hard enough. You just need to apply yourself. Listen. Just shut out the noise and focus. I have wanted to flip an untold number of tables and set a variety of things on fire from these phrases. KK? I'm serious about this fire thing. This is episode 5, and I've mentioned fire at least 3 times already. I set my high school uniform on fire within a week of graduating. Hashtag fire sign problems. There's an underlying frustration from making the same mistakes that you are trying desperately not to make. ADHD is ongoing. Even learning how to get around it means one day learning how to get around the get around that I already learned. Career, relationship, and just social interaction issues, especially when untreated or undiagnosed, just compounds those feelings and erodes personal agency. Sidebar: personal agency is the belief that you can do things that will have a positive effect on your life. I learned that anxiety is most often the first coping mechanism that you learn with ADHD until it's not enough, until you're just anxious. Anxiety becomes then a new mountain to climb and distorts your thoughts. To quote Liz over at healthyadhd.com, ADHD adults are often lacking in personal agency, self-efficiency, and self-regulatory efficiency. Self-regulatory efficiency is your belief that you can do all of the grunt work, all the steps required to get to a desired goal. Oh, and self-efficiency is the belief that one can follow through and make things happen by intention. I think the article is so great that I linked it in the episode description, so be sure to check that out. I'm working on becoming my own best friend. being super intentional about my friend group, setting up my house and my life to help me function through the ADHD, writing down ideas thoroughly and thoughts and feelings so that I can go back and catch up when I'm not in hyper focus. And so that when I start, it's not so hard to start. And when I stop, I can jump back into place. Finding executive function training to follow me into grad school so that I can succeed the way I and my tribe know I can. To be as kind to myself as my friends are, and to stop repeating all of the aforementioned phrases from before. I mean, there are so many other things as well. I even learned this super cool tip about each time I finish reading a page, I get to eat a cookie. I just need to remember to make the cookies before I start reading, especially when school starts. It's not make a cookie each time I read a page, Kim. It's eating one. Laysai, I don't have a solution today. So here are some affirmations and journal prompts. I didn't write this first affirmation, so we can thank Carl Jung for this nugget. Who looks outside dreams? Who looks inside awakens? Trusting yourself is different in every single situation. I have the personality resources to meet a challenge. I trust my ability to see the need, pause, and spin to the most relevant thing I can do or say in a situation. Here's our first journal prompt. What part of you gave up and why? When? What can you do now to keep that going and hit the goal? How can you change the plan? Here's journal prompt number two. Do I not trust myself because I'm ingrained in trying to please others? Do I give up because I don't feel like pleasing others and assume that they'll hate my personal choices? Journal prompt number three. Why have I spent more time knowing my weaknesses than my strengths? And journal prompt number four. Do I talk to myself like I like myself? Let's get back to some more affirmations. I am a beautiful combination of features that have never been arranged like this before. Listen, y'all, that one is from my personal vault. I often just think of affirmations based on the weekly episode, but this is one that I specifically wrote for myself. Most of the answers I need are inside of me, even if it's just who to ask for help. I will stop beating myself up over my past mistakes. I acknowledge my dislike of others is sometimes my mistrust of being able to deal with them. Sometimes. I trust myself to deal with it, them, or whatever else comes. I'm going to and can bet on myself. Regardless of what happens, I will always be my biggest source of kindness and respect. My inner critic takes seeds of truth and blows it all out of proportion. My heart is courageous enough to tolerate the periods of feeling unprotected when I am fully present. That's our podcast. Go light a candle and repeat a bunch of these. Journal and woosah. I have a statement of purpose and a portfolio to finish up for my graduate application, so hope you guys can forgive me for our short time together today. Just in case I went too fast, be sure to check me out over on Instagram at Am I in the Wrong Room? And I'm going to post these affirmations every day. Enjoy this weekend. Do all the things I'm not going to have time to do. You are loved. You the shit too. Bye.